Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last night, no spoiler alerts, Yellowstone. And not just the music, they're actually on a stage playing two different songs, so...
I read a review in Variety. That was a killer episode. So, no, I didn't mean that literally, but really high drama last night.
A little
night.
Too much Taylor Sheridan, but okay.
He's a writer.
I know. He just kind of made a little bit too much about himself.
Himself?
Yeah.
He's in it?
A bunch.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we learned that kind of thing also from Jimmy Carter. It's time for the Jimmy Carter Report. Jimmy, brought to us by Prime Bank of Texas, Swerton Farm and Ranch, and Precision Camera and Video. It's Monday, of course, so we're going to do the Monday report and find out what happened, Jimmy.
Well, first of all, good Lord Laurie. I liked the song so much I Shazammed it last night, Eric, on the Turnpike Troubadours. That was one of the songs they played. I think they got two songs.
Good Lord Larry is a song?
Good Lord Laurie.
Yeah. Laurie, okay.
Good Lord Laurie. And then there was one by a guy named Ward Davis called Get to Work Whiskey.
Yeah, they did. Turnpike did Pay No Rent, too, was the other song that they did.
Yeah, no,
so it was those songs were pretty predominantly featured in there. Yeah, there was, you know, he played a sniper last night in Lioness. That's another show that he has written on, and he was pretty featured in that, too. I think he's trying to bring himself back as an actor as well, because that's what he really loved doing. He's a great writer, but, you know, writers want to act, actors want to write. And so he put himself all in that Yellowstone last night, you know, Muscle Beach party and riding and everything else. That was interesting. 64 more days until the pitchers and the catchers report for spring training, Bob. Just wanted to let you know that.
Count it down.
For those of you that have stock, Tesla stock was down more than 40% for the year in April, but now it's up nearly 57%. So a lot going on in the Tesla stock if you've got that. Dow should be up today. Oil's at 67.92. Gold is at 26.78. That's for one little ounce of gold, $2,678.70, up $19. It's an all-time high. Gold back in 1984, if you had some, was worth $410 an ounce. So if you've kept it and all those gold bars, Bob's hid out there in the bushes, you might as well go dig them up because 26.78 is pretty good. President-elect Trump, he had a big few days. He was over in Paris talking to Jill Biden. That was some interesting pictures came out of that. He said he will not be dumping Powell from the Fed chair, so that's just one piece of information they can stop speculating about. Who in the world knows what's going on exactly with this Assad that's left and gone to live in Russia with his British wife and kids? They're discovering all these luxury cars that the guy had, a massive fleet of luxury cars, hundreds of them, found in a private garage. I don't know what the camel jockeys are going to do with all that stuff, but they've got it. And then he's over there living. He's got 40 $1 million worth of apartment complexes or something. He's living the high style. He's well over a billionaire, so he's going to live large in Russia while they try to put things back together in the Middle East. We've had B-52s bombing sites of ISIS over the weekend over there. There's a lot going on. I'm not sure how much of it's getting covered in the news media, but there's a lot of military action going over right now while that country is very in a disabled state. And we've still got some hostages we're trying to get released, and Syria is definitely in play right now. That manhunt, I figured it would over the weekend they'd find that dude, but they can't seem to find him. The one that shot the healthcare guy out on the street the other day, and they think he left New York City on a bus, killed Brian Thompson, and they have not been able to. Man, he got everybody looking for him. You've got his three or four pictures out there of him. He's on the FBI most wanted list, $50,000 if you can help them with the arrest and conviction. New York offering $10,000, and this guy has not shown up, or at least no one's seen him.
I mean, it could take 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, these federal marshals and everybody involved here, they will find him.
We've got the United States of America looking for him, not just the cops. Yeah. I mean, he's picture out there, big reward. You just think that, you know, the world's not that big. And he's not.
Haven't spent the weekend in Atlanta. I will tell you, a lot of stories there. We're on TV and all. They've got the federal marshals in there working with all the local folks in the FBI. Remember this guy, they know who he is, and he got there to New York.
They know his name, yeah.
By a Greyhound bus, and the trip originated in Atlanta. So they're thinking he might have gone back, I guess, to Atlanta, and so they're turning that town upside down as well.
Yeah, I just don't. It's going to be interesting to see where he ends up, but I mean, this guy's not that unusual. He is a little bit unusual looking. You know, he's not blonde, blue eyes, so you can rule out all those people and redheads. He's dark hair, and he's young, and there's some pretty distinguishing features about him.
Yeah, you know, I noticed his nose is very remarkable.
Yes. And that's not like everybody, so we'll see. And his teeth look pretty good, so that's probably telling him something. It's not rotten out looking teeth. So he used a veterinary gun. That's the part that I thought was one of the most unusual features about this whole thing. A veterinary gun. I didn't know there was a veterinary gun, but I guess there is. Apple's iOS 18.2 is supposed to come out today. This is going to bring in the chat GPT into your phone, and it will integrate with Siri, and there's going to be some other ends that are coming into this today. Hadn't seen it yet, but it's supposed to be coming. The football playoffs. Boy, has that been certainly a debated issue over the weekend. Are you guys happy with yours? I mean, it seems like you're getting to go home, and you're going to play Clemson. I don't think that's a big order.
Well, in that sense, I mean, if you ask the question, are we happy that we didn't clear the SEC championship game and then have, you know, 3 weeks off? No. But, yeah.
Well,
I think you'll see we are.
As someone told me to tell you, welcome to the SEC.
Oh.
I'm passing that note along. Of course, I would never say that on my own. But I'm just telling you. But you guys have got it made, though. I think you've got a good bracket. I don't think this SMU team is anything anybody's going to worry about. Same with Boise State. And I'll tell you, who's getting it made. How about the Aggies? They get to go to Vegas and play USC. That would be a fun bowl game to go to.
We're just congratulating them on that, yeah.
I mean, that is great. I mean, that would be where I'd want to go. Alabama's going to something. I don't even know what it is. I can remember the name of it. Relias something or another bowl in Tampa. I can't tell you how minimal enthusiasm there is about that over here. Don't even know what the bowl is. The Relias something.
Who do y'all play?
I don't even know who the sponsor is. At least we're not going to the Mayonnaise Bowl. We got a good game, Michigan. I mean, that'll be a good TV game, probably. Alabama, yeah. Michigan.
It'll look good
on New Year's Eve. I think. I'm not sure.
Well, you could have been going to the Snoop Dogg Bowl
in Arizona.
There really is. Yeah.
The Mayo Bowl, the Mayonnaise Bowl would have been really the in Charlotte. That would have really been bad. I mean, Tampa's not a bad place to go in the last week of December. People go to Disney and they'll, you know, go to the other things down there. That'll be sort of a fun trip.
You're in, I guess this is a newly named bowl. You're right, New Year's Eve, but at noon. ReliaQuest Bowl. ReliaQuest.
What is a ReliaQuest? I don't even know what that is.
Well, we were asking the same question a little while ago about several of the new ones as well. Like, well
there used to be an Outback Bowl, and that's probably what this used to be.
How about the 68 Ventures Bowl?
What the heck is that?
Well, that's the question we asked. Yes, exactly. Or the Rate Bowl. Those are new ones, I believe new.
Okay, well, Taylor Swift. Rick mentioned her for a minute. Do you realize she has put, they said the tour has put in $4.3 billion into the U.S. gross domestic product for 2023. She ended the tour just a couple of hours ago in Vancouver. People are comparing this, and you never can tell about this historical comparison, but I'll listen to them. The cultural phenomenon created by her is on par with Beatlemania or Woodstock. Well, I mean, everybody had a Woodstock poster in 69 or 70. Beatlemania, that was powered by Screaming Girls. And who do you have powering Taylor Swift, Screaming Girls? Beatles didn't do that many shows overall. She's done more than anybody ever has.
I was going to ask.
52 on a tour.
I get the word mania, but were the Beatles filling up arenas over and over every night?
Well, yes.
Okay.
And they were starting to do stadiums. Nobody had ever done a stadium before the Beatles did Shea Stadium, which was so loud that the sound systems hadn't even been created to overwhelm the loud. So that was one of the reasons they quit. They couldn't
hear
themselves.
Didn't have the technology to get louder in the crowd. That's pretty bad.
So the crowd, the girls were like a screaming jet engine the whole time. The girls on this thing, it's mostly women. There's men, of course, guys that are going with the girls, but it's mostly a girl thing. They don't scream and holler. They're singing along is what they're doing. They're not screaming like they were in the Beatles. That was, you know, girl-boy thing going on there, I think, a lot. Do you realize, to go to the concert, the average distance that people went was 338 miles. The average person spent $1,300 on the concert with tickets, outfits, and travel. The average person going to one of those shows, $1,300. That's just amazing to me. This Eras book that's out that a lot of people probably bought for Christmas presents and things, it has already sold 814,000 copies. The merch sales for her is $440 million. And just the numbers are just, you know, out of this world.
As Jimmy would say, whew.
Whew. What I'm saying. The Notre Dame Cathedral sure looked beautiful when the pictures I've seen from it, that billion-dollar redo, certainly worked. I mean, they made the place look prettier than maybe it's ever been. Don't know, maybe. South Korea, well, they saved the president over the weekend. He avoided impeachment by 8 votes. Prosecutors have begun investigating him for treason and abuse of power, so they're definitely going after that guy. Ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, that had been stolen from a museum in 2005, sold for a record $28 million at auction. They were expected to sell for $3 million. Chicago's elite are losing loads of money on their luxury real estate. It doesn't really say why that is. And this will be the week, if things go according to schedule, that country singer Morgan Wallen will face a court. He's supposed to go to court on Thursday. This is for the throwing the chair off the roof deal, where he threw this regular-sized chair off of a 5- or 6-story building, landed on the street about 3 or 4 feet away from 2 cops walking the beat. So they charged him with endangering and all kinds of things. And this has been kicked down the road since April. But we think it's going to wrap up probably a plea deal. Don't think he'll go to jail. They'll give him some kind of probation and community service, and pretty strict probation, most likely.
Jimmy, has Morgan Wallen come out of hiding yet and explained anything, why he hadn't said anything about it?
He has done nothing. He did come out of hiding for a Jelly Roll show. He got up there and sang a couple of songs with Jelly Roll and never said anything. His people have not said anything. He has just basically ignored the fact that he won Entertainer of the Year at the CMA. So definitely a mystery.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here we go with page two of Jimmy Carter. By the way, Jimmy, Eric asked if Morgan Wallen had broken his silence. Well, turns out, if you bought a ticket to his upcoming or what's left of the One Night at a Time tour, he sent a video to your email of 15 seconds this weekend. Here it is.
I just wanted to say thank you personally and give you an opportunity to have something cool at the same time, and let you know that I'm taking a little bit of time for myself, but I'm working also, and I can't wait to get back out there and see y'all at some point next year.
Broke his silence for that one.
Sell some tickets.
I'm sure he is working on his album, next album that's coming out. They do that this time of year, and imagine he is kind of decompressing, and he's got to deal with this court thing this week, so we'll see. The world of Donald Trump just gets more interesting all of the time. He seems to be conducting business more of a president than a president-elect. I mean, he's got people flying in, heads of state and everything, just, you know, meeting over with Zelensky and Macron and in Paris over the weekend and Prince William. And
don't forget, in our lifetime, we've not seen a situation where somebody had been president, then wasn't for 4 years, and then, you know, kind of knows what to do to get back. I got to believe that's some of it.
Yeah, me too. So it's been very interesting to watch all of that. The Florida Everglades are screaming and hollering again about these pythons.
It's horrible. People,
I mean, it's really horrible.
It's killing everything that you need to have, you know, balanced ecology. They're not supposed to be there, and they're become the dominant species.
Well, one thing that they've done is they didn't know this. They knew they could do some pretty amazing stuff, but they're showing this. They ran across a Burmese python that had actually devoured a whole deer.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it open, and they had the whole deer in there, and they're eating
the
alligators
thing
as well.
Yeah, because it's been they're eating it. There's nothing. I think there is one thing it's not touching, and it's something sort of inconsequential. I can't remember what it is.
Bobcats, raccoons, other animals. I wouldn't think an alligator would be real good to eat. I don't know how you get past the armor of those things. I guess that gives you indigestion or something.
Yeah, really.
As it goes through your system. But the deer, boy, either way, 77-pound white-tailed deer was in the goozle of that thing. 115-pound female python. Amazing. And so I don't hear anybody. I mean, I know they're hunting a little bit and doing things, but this thing is, they're just, procreating and boom, boom, boom.
How they got there?
People having snakes and throwing them in the woods because they didn't want them anymore.
Actually, it was Hurricane Andrew and Bill Haas's Serpentarium.
They think that's some of it, too.
Down south near Homestead. Andrew wiped it out, and all of those snakes got loose. And he had a bunch of, and they procreated quickly, and took to the swamp. And look, next thing you know, old Jed's not a millionaire.
Well, pretty soon Google is going to have a weather tool that gives you a 15-day forecast, and Weather Service people, I guess, they're going to be very interesting to see that. They're using AI and other ways to do it, so we'll see if the new toy called the GenCast will give you an additional 5 days of forecasting tools. We'll see. This AI thing is going to change everything in everybody's life. You watch. And then they're learning, and I think we've known this for a while, but in the oldest members of a species needs to be protected. They said the older female elephants tip off dangers to other elephants, like lions, etc. They say when the animal herd loses their elders to poaching or climate change, they can fall apart. Researchers said, imagine if a school of fish lost the older members and let everyone into the best breeding grounds. They wouldn't know what to do. So now they're saying to spend some time and talk to old people. You might learn something. My father gave me that advice when I was a really young guy. He said, don't kiss off old people because they're old. Go talk to them and try to learn something that they have learned that can pass on to you. And that's great advice. And I want to say that it was great meeting all the people that I met last week. It reminded me how much I love Texas. And I loved eating the barbecue in Lockhart. And I loved going out to Taylor. And I loved meeting all the people and going to my favorite restaurant, Hoover's, and just seeing all the people I said. It was very sweet. And I had a good time.
Well, you had to have a good time when you have a private jet come pick you up and take you back.
Well, I mean, that's Jim Schwerner. He understands me.
He's a sweet man, super sweet guy.
Sweet man, thank you for doing that. We had fun together, chasing the barbecue down and just doing all we did. So it was a good time and great flying, and certainly was a whole lot better than flying Treetop Airlines or any of those other places out there. So that was good.
Well, I bet it was.
It was nice. It was nice.
Having just come through the
It was good to have you in town,
gauntlet
Jimmy.
Myself, commercially.
It's always fun to watch people that have listened to Jimmy and get a chance to come out, and they get, watch Jimmy hold court.
Yes, it's great. I mean, it's just people that always get surprised by people who say, I listen to you and all that. You know, that never gets old, so appreciate everybody that does listen every day.
Jimmy Carter, he'll be back again tomorrow morning right here. Thanks to the good folks at Precision Camera and Video, Swertner Farm and Ranch, and Prime Bank of Texas. Thank you, Jimmy. Same time, same station tomorrow morning. It's 8 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.